So I wanted to talk about blessing just for a couple minutes before Miss Anita comes up here. And blessing is just an ancient tradition. It's a Jewish tradition. And you would actually take your kids and look for a wise man to touch your children, to pray over your children, to bless them, if they would give you the honor of praying over your kids. Well, our wise person is Miss Anita this morning. So she's our children's pastor. She has been with us for years and years and years, and I know our kids love her, and she really is awesome at everything that she does with us. And so give her a big hand as she comes up here to bless our kids.
Thank you. I wanted to start the year off for these kiddos with a special Bible verse that God helped me to pick out for each of you. And whether you're homeschooled or private schooled or public schooled or not even in school yet, I know that you can take Jesus's light everywhere you go and love everybody and help everybody wherever you go. So I'm going to call you each up. I have a special Bible verse for all the even babies through the elementary school kids. Okay, the first one I'm going to call is Corbin. Corbin, will Corbin come on up here? Here's Corbin. Corbin, this is what God says to you. He says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. And that's in Jeremiah 1:5. And Corbin, this is a little present for you. Look, Corbin, it's a Bible book. Okay. Okay, Miss Celeste, will you come up here? And this is what God says to you. He says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. And that's in Matthew 7:7. That just means ask God, ask Jesus, and he'll tell you. That's what it means. There you go. You can have that. Oh, will you give this to your baby brother? He can keep that. Oh, hold on 1 second, Celeste. This is for you. There you go. Okay. Miss Ann Claire, will you come on up? Okay. This is what God says to you. Oh, look, your mommy wants. Why don't we face this way? Look. Okay. Look, smile. Okay. Oh, you're videoing. Oh, sorry. Okay, Miss Ann Claire, this is what God says to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. There you go. Oh, here you go. Oh, Miss Audrey, will you come on up? God told me to give this to you, and this is one of my very favorite. This might be my favorite verse ever. I have it hanging on my bathroom mirror. It says this, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. That's what God says. Just call on him. He'll tell you whatever you need to know. And here's your present. Miss Victoria, this is what God says to you this year. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Colossians 3:23. You already do that, I think. You do everything I see you do it the very best you could possibly do. I've seen you. You can keep that. Oh, I have Miss Sophie. Miss Sophie, you're going to bring your own present. Okay. Sophie, this is what God says to you. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. There you go, guys. There you go. Tristan, it's your turn. All right. Okay. Tristan, God wants you to know this. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1, 9. There you go. You're welcome. Judah, it's your turn. Judah, this is what God says to you. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. 1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14. You're welcome. And Sophie's going to bring your gift. Phoenix, come on up. This is what God says to you. For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 41, 13. There you go. Miss Ann Claire's going to bring your gift. David. David has officially graduated from my class, but I get to see him because he comes to help his little brother. So I wanted you to know, God says this to you. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in life, in love, and in purity. 1 Timothy 4, 12. Colton. Colton, it's your turn. You probably thought I forgot about you because I did your brother and sister. Come up here. Come here. Come hold my hand. It's okay. Here. Okay. Look, this is what God wants to tell you. God says, be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged by the size of the task, for the Lord, my God, is with you. 1 Chronicles 28, 20. There you go. That means be brave. You can do whatever God wants you to do. Be brave. Is Johnny here? Johnny's not here, but I'm going to read his Bible verse. This is what God wants Johnny to know. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. Isaiah 46, 4. Okay. Charlie. Charlie, it's your turn. Will you come up here and see me? Mommy will come. Okay, Charlie, this is what God says. For I know the plans I have for you, Charlie, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. There you go. Jeremiah 29:11. Andrew, it's your turn. Andrew. Andrew, this is what God says to you. He says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, Your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Isaiah 30:21. 21, that's right. You said 21. All right, and that is all our children. But right now, I would like all our elementary school kids to come up here. We're going to say a back-to-school blessing prayer together. Come line up. Okay. Line up right here. Oh, and the little ones are welcome to come up too, actually. I need readers too, though. Okay. Can you guys share? Just a second. Here, let me. Share. I'll share. Tristan, you and I will share, okay? Okay, well, let's say it together. Okay, come on up, buddy, you can do it. Okay, let's pray together. Dear Lord, open my eyes to see new friends. Open my ears to hear my teacher. Open my mind to learn new things. Let my heart remember you are near me when I am afraid. Help me to love others like you do. I want to shine your light so bright in my school. Amen.